So what we are learning now is the concept of Pesach. And we are going to learn a Reb Tzodek Hakohen's approach to Pesach. And hopefully, I think we're going to do it over 2 weeks. This week is in, and in 2 weeks right before Pesach. Says Reb Tzodek Likutei Amarim, like this. So paragraph one. Inyan Tzchirat Yetziat Mitzrayim Kol Yemei Chayecha. The centrality of Yetzirat Mitzrayim that you have to remember all our lives. I mean, this becomes a central focal point in Judaism, is the exit and the exodus of Mitzrayim. Ki chayut adam hu adibur. What defines a person is speech. Speech is the idea of communication, expression. Adam is a medaber. When the creation of Adam, vayi adam lenefesh chaya, the Targum says, leruach memalala. The Adam became a speaking being. Ki chayut adam hu adibur. Like the Targum says, the speaking being. What's the difference between tzaddikim when they are alive and tzaddikim when they are dead? And it's such an interesting thing. I mentioned Nora Ephron, right? Right? Sleeping in Seattle. Nora Ephron, before she died, she was sick and she made a play. And it's a reflection, I think, in her life. And she writes about a poet, that this poet one day thought that he died, and he wakes up and he says Kaddish on himself. And for somebody who's not from to say Kaddish on yourself is the worst thing you could ever do. So the guy gets flustered and he runs to the rabbi to say that he said Kaddish on himself. So he sees the rabbi learning outside the shul. The rabbi's learning. So he stops the rabbi and says, Rabbi, why are you learning outside the shul? He says, yes, because I come usually for the services. And so he says, why aren't you at the services? He says, because the services people come in, but the people didn't show up. So I decided to learn outside. So he says, Rabbi, isn't that interesting that people didn't show up? He says, yes, it is. He says, by the way, Rabbi, did you see the sun rising today? He looks up and says, no, I didn't. So the guy tells the rabbi, he says, you know something? I think it's not strange that you can see the sun rising and nobody come to shul. He says, no, now you put the two and two together. It's not so strange, right? People didn't come to shul because the sun didn't rise, okay? But he said, Rabbi, I think all of us are dead. So the rabbi says, you know something? Like, how is it possible? I've been here learning and I'm still learning. But he says, you know something? Maybe I'm dead. And the idea is that for a person who's learning, makes no difference if you're here or not here. You're still doing the same. You're still growing in spirituality. So what's the difference between somebody who's alive and somebody who's dead? The reflection is that it does make a difference, right? So in Chazal, it says in the Psiksa, the difference between them is the dibur. There's the mace. That's why by Avelus, when you go to a house of an Avel, what is the halacha? To be quiet, right? You have to be quiet. People think that they have to try to talk. They don't like quiet places. A house of mourning is a house of quietness. Igra de beitam yeshtikusa. The Gemara says the sachar, the reward of a house of a dead person is to be quiet. Because death is what death means. And we have to soon see, because the mess doesn't express itself. Ve'hainu. Ki divrei toirem chayei ha'adam. Divrei Torah, the expressions, our understanding of Torah, understanding of Yiddishkeit. This is what life is all about. Kmo shomrim ki heim chayeinu. This is life. Ve'omru ma yasadam v'yichye yom yeses atzbek. How can a person live in Torah? He kills himself in learning. Pirush. Al divrei Torah kmo shomru chazal al aposo ki omus beyol. Ki adu adeshorj nefashot Yisrael me'atoyra. We all know that each one has the root of his nefesh is Torah. The God, when God revealed himself in Sinai, he revealed himself different to each one of us, that each one of us represents a letter of Torah because it's an approach, it's a perception which is different. That's why the tradition is there are 600,000 letters in the Torah, even though we don't have the Torah 600,000 letters. There are 600,000 at least representative letters in the Torah which represent the 600,000 Jewish people. And you know what the koach ha-nefesh is? The koach ha-nefesh is how those letters are put together, are expressions. The Torah is an expression of God. Each one of us expresses God in the different ways. Our lives, our experiences, our perceptions is an expression of God. We are verbalizing God. God is quiet, but we in this world verbalize Him. That is the verbalization. Says the Ravid in Sefer Yetzirah, the nefashot, the souls are nothing but chibur haotiyot. Each soul is a composition, is a book, are letters put together, are forms of expression. Each one of us is a perception of God, is a perception of the world, and we express it in a different way. So we are expressions. That's why we are diburim. We are tzirufim of voices. And you realize that this is our lives, those combinations of letters. And you realize that all of life, we believe that they are expressions. Because everything came about as combinations of letters. God spoke utterances. The utterances are combinations of letters. And in our understanding, the words are never primary. The primary is always letters. And letters are forms of expression. And the Odom is a medaber. We are speaking beings because we're able to express ideas. We're able to understand God. God becomes a form represented through us. That's why the Torah was used to create the world. Pirush, beotiyot haTorah. Not the Torah was used as a blueprint for the world. Not the story of the Torah, but the letters of the Torah. Vezeo adibur d'Hashem izborach. This is the speech of God, the combination of letters. Ki hu anois navai v'kim lo yisodo v'ru shoresh chayuso. And the shoresh of every single thing are the letters. That's why in Hebrew is an amazing thing. If you want to understand something, to understand what it is, its essence, you could learn that from the Hebrew word that expresses it. And that's why in Hebrew, if you have words that share meaning, if they share a word, two meanings that share a word, they must have a common meaning shared. As an example, the word nechama, the word consolation. In Hebrew, consolation is nechama, nachem, nun, chet, mem. But we know that nachem also means regret. Nechamti, ki asitim, ki achrishuvi nechamti. So Rashi says the main idea of consolation, the word nachem, is a change in perspective. The idea is a change in perspective. And I tell you always, this, the reason why this is so relevant to us is this parsha. We have parsha Spor Aduma, that we burn a red heifer, and that takes away the pollution and the impurity of death. And in halacha, there is a very strange halacha. In halacha, every time the Torah requires dirt, which is afar with ayin, you could use ashes instead. Ashes is efer, which is spelled with an aleph. Anytime you have to use ashes, you can use dirt. They're interchangeable. Where do we learn it from? We learn it from the red heifer. Because by the red heifer it says, velakhu me'afar serifat achatat. You take from the dirt of the burned heifer. Now there's no dirt. The ashes, when you take the red heifer and you burn, it turns into ashes. It doesn't turn into dirt. Chazal say, to teach us halacha, that they are interchangeable. Why is it this thing taught specifically by Por Aduma, by the red heifer? But the answer is very simple. We cannot change death. Death exists, and that's it. What we can change is our perception of death. Because ashes are the end of something. When you burn something, the end of existence is efer. Afar is the beginning of existence. The afar ki me'afar bata ve'afar tashuv. We came from dirt and we go back from dirt because we go back to our beginnings. So you could look at death as an end, which is ashes. The Torah tells you, don't look it as ashes. Look at this as afar. Look at it as dirt. This is the beginning of a new process. It's a stage that you're starting something new. So the Taira, the purity that's brought by Por Aduma, is not by doing some kind of a ritual. is when you approach the Por Aduma not as Efer, but as Ofer, you are being Mesak and Nisa. You are resolving the issue of Nisa. It's a question of perspective. And that's why the word Nechama in Hebrew, consolation, doesn't mean consolation, says Rashi, because it's shared with the word regret. It's a change in perspective. You have to look at death as a transition moment, not as an end period. It's not ashes, it's offer. This is Hebrew. Hebrew, because we believe that words are not descriptive. Words are prescriptive, meaning words are what makes something. You're not describing something. They're not associated, they're not symbols. They are the etz and DNA. That's why in Hebrew, if you want to know, that's why sometimes I'll just say, you look at many nitzudurim, and I just had this experience in Shabbos. People try to fix the sidurim to apply modern Hebrew grammar. And they're realizing that sometimes the changing of this is changing the meaning. Because sometimes what appears to be a mistake in grammar is telling you a very deep lesson that if you pay attention, is what it is. Because Hebrew is not a language that describes, it's a language that creates reality. And that's what it says. Now, animals, inanimates, and plants, they have an expression of God, but only in potential and hidden. We don't see a soul. We don't see them expressing themselves, an expression of God. There's no consciousness. So they have what's called an unconscious expression of God. Now, this is on the plants and on the inanimates. They are not able even to express. They make no noise. Even though Shlomo Melech was able to see and able to understand how plants communicated. But animals do communicate. Shekol ba'lechaim urak mi'utiyot ha'miyuchadot. But they have letters which don't form words. Ve'im ba'im kol 22 utiyot. They are not able to express using 22 letters. Every animal expresses itself. Those are the, that's how the animals talk. The talking of the animals is every animal has certain letters that they can use, and that's their form of expression. Therefore, they can only speak, they can only pronounce, they can only communicate using the letters which relate to their existence. Because every letter of the alphabet has a special chius and a special idea that goes in. And hopefully, what I want to do is the word Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. If you look at the word Sipur, which is Samech Pei Reish, I think it teaches you the idea of why Yetzias Mitzrayim needs to be taught as a story. But from the letters alone, we can see that, and hopefully we'll see the next coming weeks. Kmo Shamat El Bimei Arachte Yom Dishile Megillah. It's so interesting. The Gemara Megillah talks to people, they had a long life. The Gemara makes a poll to see why and how did you live such a long life. And it says so that I heard, if you count how many sgulot, how many ideas of harachat yamim, of to have longevity, the Gemara lists 22. If you take the doubles, the ideas and the concept are 22, because 22 are the 22 letters of bring life to people. והם נגד 22 אותיות, הוא סקיפ the parentheses. דורים כסדר על ואת כל אחז וחיים מיוחד ויות מיוחד, כמה קום יורם. If you look at the Gemara there, you pay that the 22 ideas that create and give longevity are connected to the Aleph base, and if you are very careful, you could connect them to the Aleph base. ולכן, יש בלושן הקוידש, יש לכל הבעלי חיים כל אחד שם מיוחד. That's why in Hebrew, it's very interesting. How animals communicate. Every animal has a separate description of how it communicates. Kmo gaya lashor. Shor, an ox, right? The mood that he has in Chazal is called gaya. Ve'aruga la'ail. Ve'shaga la'ra'i. It's interesting, in Hebrew. And I'll tell you something that is so important to understand. In Hebrew, it's a very interesting language. Many words you don't have. Or you share one word for many things. So like we have like some kind of economy of words. But sometimes the Torah has too many words. As an example, animals, every animal, how it expresses, there is in Hebrew a special name for it. Gaya to Ashur. I just told you. And this is called Aruga Lail. Shaga Yarye Ish Agmira. How many? And I remember I had a good friend from Miflag Zichon Rocha. I was just telling me in Hebrew, how many words you have for desert? There is Tzia, Shimamun, Midbar. They're like 10 words for, like, who knows, desert. And for many words, we have one word that has 10 meanings, like we're sharing. It doesn't make any sense. Meaning, who decided to have 10 words for a desert? A desert is a desert. What difference does it make? You give different names. Says Reb Tzadok, this is Lashon HaKodesh. Because you could understand ideas from the Hebrew word. And the Hebrew word, if you have multiple, there is a reason, and there is a reason which is essential. And it says on the animals is that. Because the reason is because the name, how the animal barks, is not just a just some kind of a bark, some kind of a screaming. No, it's an expression of letters, and it's unconscious, and it's very real, and that expression of letters is different. So every animal is expressing something different unconsciously, which is his form of barking. That's why Ashur. It's so interesting. You know what the shor does? The mu is not mu. A shor is geya, is gimel and the ayin. He is an expression of the gimel and the ayin. Vechen kulam. Vechen tzivtzufei ha'ofot. And therefore, the chirping of the birds in Hebrew is called tzivtzuf. Right? And tzivtzuf is tzadik pei repeated twice. He says, mashmim otiyot tzadik pei. That's why they are an expression of the letters tzadik and pei. And if you understand the letters, you understand the birds, and you understand why you have so many birds. The shor, if you want to know, Chazal tell you, the shor, the mooing of the shor, when the ox moves, it's called in Chazal geya, because it's an expression of the gimel and the ayin. And tarnegol, a rooster, is called shrika. Bebasar afiku li kurkur ki kol orev. Just kurkresh. A oirev, right, is what? Is the lesson Chazal says called karkur. It's an expression of the kuf and the resh. Uberkelu treifes, berechiv dovet shrakrak, ashmo nikakem belotan Chazal. Ubetargu mirukruk al shem kol rak. So the raven is resh and kuf. So Chazal, by their form of expression, tells you their essence, what their rules are. And you should understand something so important. Rav Moshe Shapiro always asked me, you know that there are millions of fish in the deep oceans. And you think to yourselves, I mean, if the world is, I'm just changing the question a little bit, is anthropocentric. I mean, if we believe that the world is surrounds man, what's the purpose of having fish in the depth of the ocean who are so intricate, who we are not going to have anything to do with it? But you're going to make gefilte fish out of it? Meaning for us, I always think, you know, enough fish is gefilte fish. You have two kinds of people, you have carp, who knows, that's enough. Who needs millions of fish? And Rav Moshe Shapira, the reason why, because Rav Moshe Shapira, once I remember, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, he read in some kind of a, who knows, science journal, that they found a fish. And the fish was very interesting. He was very amazed that the fish, there was a little fish that was actually, they found that in the depth of the ocean, like I said, think 10,000 feet below the surface, this little fish would act as a dentist to the bigger fish. He would go into his mouth and clean his teeth. So we have a fish dentist. So what's the purpose of having a fish dentist? So if you believe the world is not anthropocentric, makes sense, evolution, etc. But if we believe it's anthropocentric, what difference does it make to me that there is a fish, meaning how does it change the ecology of the world? And what he said is that the world is an expression of a spiritual world. Many things which the physical makes no sense. In the physical realm, it doesn't make sense. But in the spiritual reality, this is just a derivative, it does make sense. So things in the world of physical might not make sense, but they are expressions of spiritual realities that in the spiritual realm, they do make sense, and that's the idea of us. So, you know, is the world, the physical world, is a byproduct, an expression of the spiritual world. Says Reb Tzadok, you know how it expresses. If you want to understand just looking at it, or looking it under a microscope won't teach you much. The way to do it is how Chazal call its form of expression. So that's why every animal in Hebrew, every class of animal, has a different name. And you look at that name, you study the letters, you realize that that's what they're expressing. Then by looking at the lab, you could understand what they mean. Because every single creature is an expression of God. It's not that we are not creations of God. We are expressions of God. Atem Eidai Vanikil. God says, you are my witnesses, and therefore I am God. Kishatem Eidai, Chazal say. When you are my witnesses, I am God. We express God. It's not us, so he says, the animals, the plants, they do it in a form which is unconscious. But their expressions, and Chazal tell us how to understand it. Ve'orev shememune al b'surot ra'ot, and the raven which comes and gives you bad news, k'mo shekos b'sof sefer ha'gilgulim ad she'achzari yoto, because Chazal say, the sefer ha'gilgulim says that the bird that actually gives you bad news is the raven, right? So he says, why? So every animal has an expression. That's why he by nature is an animal. The raven is a very evil kind of a bird. And the reason is because it's an expression of bad things. That's why their Chazal call it Kuf and Reish, which is Loshen Keri, Shem Aswan the Shikra. Kuf and Reish are the two letters that in Hebrew represent Sheker, because they stand on nothing. That's why the Oirev, Chazal call it, the chirping of the Orev is called Karka, because he's an expression of bad things, and bad things by nature are not real. Kmo Shemuva Bazoyer, Vuklipa Samolek, and that's why it's a Molek, Asher Korcha Baderech, that's Asher Korcha Baderech, Kuf Reish is a Molek, which comes to belittle things, to make things not look real, is the same Amalek in the human conscious way. In essence, he's the raven. That's why the raven is the one who went to see if the marble had finished. He never completed that. He stayed on the teva because he wanted to keep people in the teva. He wanted to creep a fallacy. I won't go into it, but this is Rav Tzodek. This is a class of Tzodek. And this, if you want to know in Chazal, they, we believe that every animal, every single thing is an expression of God. You know this by how the animals, Chazal call it, the way how they chirp and they talk. Okay. We're going to skip the next paragraph. We're skipping now. We're going, and I selected a different selection because this is going to finalize. This is what Chazal called Malchus. God created a kingdom. With the last sphere that exists is kingdom. That ein melech beloam, you cannot have a king without the nation. The nation make the king. How do they make the king? By expressing the king. They're able to express God. God is beyond anything. He's just expressed through us. That's why Klal Yisrael is the highest form of expression of God. And therefore, Yaakov Avinu is the person that when you saw the throne, one of the sides of the throne is the face of a human. Who is that human, which is called Zerampin, the small face of God, is the sum total of the Jewish people. That's the highest. So that's why it says in the Kuzri that there are different levels. There are five levels. You have four levels of the inanimates. You have the plants, you have the animals, you have the humans. And then you have Klal Yisrael, which is the fifth, which is Keneged Kutzo Shel Yud, the highest expression of God. And this is called Midas HaMalchus. That's why Chazal say always, Malchus is Peh Torah Shebal Peh Kalil Amor. Malchus is the mouthpiece of the world. That's why the Dibur, when we talk about Dibur and expression, is because, it's not because we talk, because other things we talk. Talk is a form of expression. And every animal and every being expresses, and we have the highest form of expression. And the highest form of expression of God, we believe, is Torah. Now, that's why the pay is a very interesting matter. If you pay attention on the gestalt exercise, you know the gestalt exercise that you have black and white? If you focus on the black, you see something. If you focus on the white, you see something else. Gestalt exercise. If you take the pay in Hebrew, in Ashuris, you realize that the pay in black is a pay, but inside the pay has to be a base. There's always a base inside the pay. Because if there's no base, it's not a pay. Because the base is the Bria, right? The first base in the Torah is the Bora. is the doubles of the world. That is the meaning of creation, is the pay. The pay is expression, para. That's the one that expresses itself. We are the mouthpiece of the world. And that's creation. And that's why in Chazal say Malchus, the Malchus that ain't Melech Beloam, is not that we are now God has a kingdom. And the kingdom is because we appoint the king, we are ruled by the king. We are an expression of the king. That's Midas HaMalchus. That's why Posach Eliyahu Novi, the Posach Eliyahu is Malchus Peh Turash Bal Peh Karyan Lo. Shenema Lemoish Rabbeinu Al Tikr Av Haloim LeMalchus. Shechashav Shehu Kli Lazeh. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu was an expression, but he had to be kvad peh v'kvad loshon, because he had to say that Moshe Rabbeinu, because he had such a clarity, you would have thought that Moshe Rabbeinu is a true expression of God, and nobody is a true expression of God. Only the sum total is as much as God wants, but it's not a clear, it's always mediated by us. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu, that was so clear, in order to avoid a mistake, he stuttered. Ki be'emes, now what is, that's what it comes to saying. Ki be'emes inyan geulat Mitzrayim. What is geulat Mitzrayim? Hu birur dova ze. It comes to teach us something. Shekdushas kol nefesh mi'Yisrael biflat. It comes to teach us the value of each individual alone. That each individual is an expression of God. Animals, by their species, they relate to God. Humans, the Jewish people, and that's why we've been in this series going and explaining how the world developed from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and then we're going to go through the Shvatim and the 70 people that came to Mitzrayim. But that's on a general sense. Yetzias Mitzrayim came to give us the ability that each us individually become an expression of God. Our lives, our experiences, our perceptions, they become a unique perception of God that make up the mosaic of the universe. We are not a species, we are not a nation, we are individuals. The individuality comes from Yetzias Mitzrayim. V'lo b'chlal mitzad oves. V'hi misav mispar. That's why the pasuk says, v'hi misav mispar. You are going to become a number. You're going to be added and have a unique counting. That's why when you count somebody, the pasuk says, "Kitises Rosh Bnei Yisrael," you elevate. Because by giving individual value to each one individually, is the idea that we are an expression and a unique expression. That's why each person is counted individually. You don't count people by 10, you count individually. That's why the Torah counts us again and again. What's the purpose of counting? Is that each one of us matters individually. And God's expression, how he wanted to express himself through the world, could not exist without our lives, our experiences, our struggles, and our ideas. Each one of us, it's important and it's unique. There is no such a thing as bitul berov. By us, there is no bitul berov. If you look at Sipur, you're going to see that that's what it is. The letter Samech is this round letter. The round letter is a letter that, what's round, is something there is no beginning and no end, and it's all predetermined. It's the one that says the idea of predetermination. That's why it's Kedega number 60. If something falls into 60, it loses its taste. The world was a world which was natural, had natural roles, and humans, and there was a samech, there was a constant seder on the world. Our idea is to take that and to break it, like breaking the round matzah. We break the round matzah, and we become the pay of the world. That we want to express something very unique, something very special to us, that's not natural, it's not a cycle. We are breaking the cycle into something unique. That's why the Sipur is the Samech to the Pei, and that's the Chidush of Yetzias Mitzrayim, is the uniqueness of every individual. We'll see how is that possible. Kesh lo koyach miyuchar prati she'in b'kol echad, ulikdusha pratitzu. So the Kedusha and the uniqueness that comes from Yetzias Mitzrayim becomes real when b'matan Torah. על ידי גולוס מתן תורה, that each one, in מתן תורה, we had God's revelation. But each one saw it in a different way. Each one perceived it in different ways. The Rizal always says that there were 12 channels. The people saw it in different channels. It's not that God spoke. We experience God. And experience is very different. By the way, in Halacha, experience is something that is impossible to be shared. That's why the bracha of Hatov Ve'Ameitiv that you make. You cannot make Hatov Ve'Ameitiv to somebody else. Why? Because your pleasure, your experience is different than anybody else. What Hatov Ve'Ameitiv means to you doesn't mean to somebody else. That's with Diane Amos. Experience is very unique. Matan Torah is all experience. The Shiluz Shuvus Min HaShamayim, the Baal HaTosfos asked the Malach if the Aloha is like the Tefillin Rashi or the Tefillin Rabbeinu Tam. You know that there are two Tefillins, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, and they answered him, that's what it says in Shiluz Shuvus Min HaShamayim, Elu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim, both are truth. So it explains in the Hagoyas, because I never understood. I remember when I became frum. I remember going to a guy and asking him to put on tefillin. He says, you know something, I don't put on tefillin. I said, why not? He says, because I'm like the generation before Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Because if they are arguing with tefillin, what did they do before? Probably they didn't put on tefillin before. So I keep the old generation. But the answer is, how is that possible that you have tefillin of Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam is Rashi's grandson. He probably got a tefillin as a present, as a gift. And probably the tefillin that he got was a tefillin of Rashi. And he argues with Rashi, says, what, I don't agree with this? So says in the Zohar, the two tefillins. The Zohar brings tefillin of Rashi, tefillin of Tam. Havai is in the tzad, havai is in the answer. Machlo is Rashi ben Tam. The two tefillins that existed, which one is the halacha like? Which is for everybody. And says the Zohar, because every neshama, when they got tefillin, they got a different tefillin. And there's not only two, there are many more. Because there is a uniqueness in every single person. And every person experienced and saw Torah differently. And that's why the Medrash Tanhuma says everybody heard a different voice. It was a different and experience is unique. That uniqueness, you're going to soon see, is Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's breaking the Samech. In a world it's all determined and we are irrelevant to a world which we are relevant. We actually make a difference. We break, that's why the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is taking a round matzah, people who read round matzah, that's why the matzah, the meaning of original, also make it round, and you break the round matzah, and like people say, that's why the whole Seder is searching for our other half. Because we are breaking that natural cycle to create a uniqueness, and that's the uniqueness of Sipur, to take the Samech into the Pei, because the Pei is the Bria Salam. Ve'al yedei Golus Mitzrayim HaKodem. And it all came. Matan Torah was only possible because our uniqueness, we only were able to do it after the experience of Mitzrayim. The Omru Chazal al Pasuk, Goy Mikerev Goy. When the Pasuk says it was a nation from the midst of another nation, Ki Ubar Bevet Enimoy. Chazal always say, Goy Mikerev Goy is from the womb of another nation. We were born. The pregnancy of the Jewish people is Mitzrayim. That's why Yetzias Mitzrayim is always called the birth of the Jewish people. And the birth of the Jewish people is Pesach. Why is it birth? Because it's the uniqueness of a person comes from Pesach. And he's going to explain. So let's continue. Kin yadua mitam harizal bipri etzchaim. In the Arizal writes in Pri Etz Chaim, should be Mitzrayim Ha'asod Ha'ibur. Mitzrayim is the pregnancy, is the formation of the uniqueness of the Jewish people. We always think that Yetzias Mitzrayim was a punishment. Chazal never understand this as a punishment. The Ari writes, this is the pregnancy, that's the formative gestation of the Jewish people, and the uniqueness is Mitzrayim. Ube Zoyer, the Golos Mitzrayim Ha'yah Ha'dibur Begolos. Pesach in Chazal is called Pesach. That's the mouth that's able to talk. This is what was. Why? Because in Mitzrayim, Chazal say, that the dibur, the expression, was begolus. We had no self-expression. Raken de kol istolik. That's why the voice, the expression of the Jewish people was suppressed by Golos Mitzrayim. That's why Golos Mitzrayim is, we had the formation of the Ovis, and Reb Tzadik is going to explain it. You're going to see that Reb Tzadik is going to explain the following, that Yetzias Mitzrayim, that the formation of the Jewish people, as we spoke, is three Ovis. We had 12 Shvatim and 70 people coming to Mitzrayim. In Chazal, he's going to explain, this is Keneged, the 22 letters. There are three, almost, in Hebrew, there are three letters, which are the matrices. There are seven kfulot, the seven letters, which are doubles. That's why you count as 10. And they are Daged Kafrat, base, vase, gimel, jimel, dalet, jalet, whatever. And the resh, and the pei, and the tof, sof. Right? So those are the Baget Kafrat, the seven doubles. And then you have 12 simple letters. Three omois. So the formation of the Jewish alphabet is the three stages of the formation of the Jewish people. The formation of the Oves, Avrom, Yitzchak, King Yaakov, King Eged, the Sholosh Amois. This 12 Shvotim are the 12 Pshutis. And the 70, which is seven, not in units but in tens, is the seven Kfulis. That's the beginning of the alphabet. We go into a gestation period in which the voice and the expression of the Jewish people gets suppressed and gets transformed from a national expression into an individual expression. This is how Chazal understand Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's what the Arizal says. Pesach is Pesach. That's why the mitzvah of Sipur, Kol HaMarbe LeSaper B'Yetzias Mitzrayim, is a yontev that we are focused on speaking, talking. And also, there is such a unique thing we're going to see, that Yetzias Mitzrayim is the only yontev that there is a very big focus on individual expression. Individual expression. Every Seder is an individual expression, because that's the beginning of individuality. That's why, by the way, I always mention that the Haggadahs, you have millions of Haggadahs, meaning you could make a house, you could make a Jewish library just of Haggadah Shel Pesach. And I have, and I mentioned before, I have a Haggadah that I bought from Rabbi Lezer Fleckelis. Rabbi Lezer Fleckelis was the Rav of Prague after the Noida Behuda. And his Haggadah Shel Pesach is very unique. It's a Haggadah that's printed, and there was an interleaf. There was an empty leaf between every page, where every year he added his own comments. And you see the different, first of all, the different letters, because he changed as he became older. You see his handwriting changed. And everything interleaves his own expression, his own feelings. And that's so unique, because in the end it came out to be a Haggadah Shel Pesach that was published, called by Sefer Melezer. Because Pesach is this unique expression. I remember I went for a Shabbat at Penn with my students. And what we decided to do for people to introduce themselves was right after Pesach. Tell me something, what's unique about your Seder? Right? We want to tell if you have any, what's your experience in learning. And it's amazing, right? You take these kids who are from totally separate places. Each one has something unique about their own Seder. It's funny. But each one has something unique. Because the uniqueness of the speech to become a verbal unique expression is in Chazal, the idea of Pesach. We're going to see how that translates also in the structure of the Haggadah. Okay? But that's what it says. So take a look what it says, how he reads it. In other words, faith, Jewish faith, national identity they had before they went to Mitzrayim. They have a natural identity. They had. Chazal say, what did they do in Mitzrayim? They kept their language, they kept their clothing, and they kept their names. They had the Jewish identity. The Mishnah, the Haggadah Shel Pesach says, Melamed Shehayu Yisrael Mitzuyonim Sham. The Jews were Jews. We lived in a ghetto, right, in Goshen. National identity we had prior to Mitzrayim. So Mitzrayim did not add to our national identity. Vezochu likdusha klolis, that national general kedusha we got from shloisha ovis, we got in three stages. Shloisha ovis from the three ovis, that's one of them, and that we spoke, that's our series, we've been explaining that. Ushneim asar shvotim, 12 tribes, which is kenegin in the Aleph base, the 12 single letters. The Shivim Nefesh and the 70 people that came to Mitzrayim, Shebo Biminya Bekatuv Kolechat Prat Kedusha Kviya Vekaima Bezaram. And each one of the 70 people from the 70 nations gave a special national identity to us. Shem Klal 22 Otiot. And this 20, if you take 3, 7, and 12, it's 22. Shem 22, those are the 22 letters of the alphabet. See, animals have each one, each species has 2 letters, 3 letters, combination. What's unique about our national identity, that we are full expression. We express with the 22 letters. That's what the difference is between us. That's why the Jewish genesis is based on the formation of the Aleph Beis. And we'll see the series, we went to the Shlod, the Avot, we're going to see the parallel when we go to the Shvatim, and we go to the 70 people. That's the issue. Shalosh Shamot, u'shnimasar pshutot, u'sheva kfulot. You know, in Hebrew, you have 3 master letters, are called the 3 amot. You have 7 kfulot, 7 letters, which are doubles, right? That's why the text, beget kafrat, and you have 12 single letters. Shemitzad ha'tmurot ha'nu shivim nefesh neged shivim umot b'tmurot. And that's why we have on the 70, the 7 beget kfulot is doubles. That's why on the doubles, it's 70, and the doubles is also Jews and non-Jews. You have 70 souls in the Jewish people. You have 70 nations on the going because it's kfulot, right? Those are kfulot. Those are otiot kfulot. So that's why the 7 is not 7, it's 70. It's taking to the next because that is a concept of ingraining. And we're going to go in Mitzvah, when we're going to our series, we are going through the Ovis, we're going to see the 3 Avot, the 12 Shvatim, and the 70 people, which full is the full national expression of the Jewish people. Shem Shiva Simei Abinyam Shebahem Koeches Pashtus. Because the 7 is the building, those are the 7 letters, right? You realize that in the Hebrew calendar, you also have 7-year Milbarot, right? You have 7 years which are kfulot, with an extra month, because it's connected in the Aleph base, the 7 kfulot. The 7 kfulot is called the binyan of the world, and that's why they go not into 7, into units, but into tens. We call it spashus lesser. V'zeo kdusha klalit ben Yisrael. This is the Jewish kdusha, the national kdusha. V'chayut kli hanikra kol. In Hebrew, in the unique expression, this is called the voice of the Jewish people. We have a Jewish voice. If there's a newspaper, we call it the Jewish voice, because there is a Jewish voice, because that's national. That's our expression, our national history expresses the Aleph Beit in a general sense, but that's not a story. That is not a dibur. This in Chazal is called the voice. That's why it's a kol, kol Yaakov. Yaakov had voice, had a sound. Like all animals have sounds, but the animals, Rav Tzadok already explained, they have unique letters that you could understand. The full expression of the Jewish people, but that's a voice. Aval dibur, but speech, which is creating words, which is verbalizing. Dehainu tziruf utiot pratiot shel kol nefesh bifrat. But a story, verbalization, is not national. A verbalization is unique in each and every person. The Jewish people are never viewed as a blank history. We have viewed ourselves as nothing but a mosaic. And the mosaic is that each one of us has a speech, has a story, and our unique story, together with the whole nation, creates something called the Jewish voice. But until Mitzrayim, that was not possible. The unique part of the Jewish nation is that we are, it's so interesting because the Jews are not socialists, right? At least the Torah is not socialist. We believe in capitalism. We believe in a social system, in the just system of capitalism, because it's unique for each person. Each person has his unique kohot, his unique expression. We still form a klal, but that combination is a mosaic of ideas. Shalze Omar Avrom Avinu. That's why Avrom Avinu said the following. Ba me ida kirashena. Avraham Avinu asked Hashem, how do I know that I'm going to inherit the land? His issue was, how do I know that each person is going to be able to express something? He's going to tell me that every person is going to be Bezulat Morasha Devot Mini. I think that I can give a general idea for the Jewish people, but to make each and every one count? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, Eretz Yisrael, you can't get. Because we don't have a unique expression of each person. You have just a general sense, just a national voice. Avraham Avinu cannot get Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael has to be unique to each and every person. Every person has Zar Bamos. Rakasher Tafram Venachlat, Kasher Tafraf Tafart Venachalta Kshivurar HaKadusha Shelo Bifrat. But only when he got uniqueness of each individual, he could get Eretz Yisrael. The same way Eretz Yisrael is unique, and each space of Eretz Yisrael is unique. That's why Eretz Yisrael has such a variety of climates, a variety of regions, because the diversity of the Jewish people, you always say, well, you see, the fact that the Jewish people, we don't think the same way. That no Jews, two Jews, they all had a joke, right? That two Jews have three shoes. We always think that that's a chisoron. Says Rav Tzodek, this is the greatest milah, because each individual is different. We not only accept differences, we encourage differences, we celebrate differences, because that's the uniqueness. If you wanted a national voice, Avraham Avinu should get Eretz Yisrael. What makes Eretz Yisrael is special is because Eretz Yisrael is unique in every aspect of it. Each person is unique. Neged kol nefesh v'chanal. V'lachen yareach zeh shevechatu. That's why Bameir and Hashem said, you're going to get Eretz Yisrael. He says, to get Eretz Yisrael, I need unique people to take every part of Eretz Yisrael. Bameir akir Hashena. How am I going to do if my children are not zoiche? Banav v'lo yishayel lehem rak dusha morasha be'ovos. Maybe my children are going to get, they are going to get a good inheritance, a national kedusha from the Ovis, but they won't have a distinct individual. That's why he says, Yadoya Teda, you'll see. I have to prove to you. Vivoru b'Mitzrayim, and this is Mitzrayim. The shibud of Mitzrayim was to give each and every one of us to realize that national identity is not enough. We need to have a unique individual identity. Shayu halal of the avedizor, halal of the avedizor, kmo shamur chazal. Chazal said, if you have only national identity, that you keep your identity, you're still like a goy. Demitzad ze vavodum v'inu isom. And that's why they had to go through avoida and inu. De bavadeh kol b'mishba vavodum v'nei chatoim. So vavodum v'inu isom. If you go through the avdos of Mitzrayim, was to enable, to teach us, to give us the uniqueness that we needed. And we are going to see, Mirat Hashem, we're going to stop in a few minutes and we'll continue Mirat Hashem the week before Pesach. If you look at Avraham Avinu was told, Yadua tida ki gier zaracha beretz lo lahem. They're going to be in a strange land. Vavodum, they're going to work. Ve'inu isama, they're going to suffer for 400 years. As I mentioned several times, Biskrov says each one of those is a unique experience that the Jews had to go through. We had to be gerim be'eretz lo lahem, in a strange land. We had to work and we had to suffer. And Chazal explained, they go out of the way to explain, we were there only for 210 years. How is it possible that counted this 400 years? And Rav Tzodek will say, because this built into us our own unique individual ability to express ourselves. This three process, Gerus, Avdus, and Inui, is what made us understand, perceive, and be born as a unique individual self. That's why, and I'll just mention, the earliest Midrash that we know is the Haggadah Shel Pesach. And I mentioned, I think, here last year, one of the requirements of the Haggadah is that you take the pasuk of Hoido, Arami Oved Avi, meaning that we bring the Bikurim, and we read and we darshan the Parsha. And we have to basically to study the Parsha, to give our own drash to the Parsha. And this is a requirement. And on that, the Rambam says, Kol amar v'lesaper b'tzias Mitzrayim, Kol amar b'lidrush b'drosh azu, anybody who darshens more, Arami Oivedovi, harei ze meshubach. So Arami Oivedovi is the expression of thanks. But the halacha is that you have to darshen and you have to have your own unique perspective. And the more of a unique perspective you have on the drash of Arami Oivedovi, the more important it is. Because in Pesach, the idea is to create something unique, that every family has a unique idea and a unique perception and a unique connection to Hashem, because that's Pesach, breaking the Samech into the Pei. And says Rav Tzodek, this is what Mitzrayim gave us the ability to do. Ger Yezaracha Vavodum Ve'in Oisom is the way to create the individual self that today we express with Agoda, and in Mitzvah Hashem, the next time we go together, we're going to explain how that happened. Have a good week.